From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Democratic leaders in the Senate are scrambling to nail down support for an important procedural vote on health care overhaul legislation. There was preliminary sparring over the measure in the Senate on Friday. Democrat Bill Nelson of Florida.
The bill that the majority leader has put on the table will cover 98% of all Americans with health insurance.
But Republicans such as Roger Wicker of Mississippi see it differently.
Truly, this bill before us takes money from America's seniors, and instead of shoring up the system that needs to be enhanced and protected, it puts that money in the new government entitlement program.
A vote on Saturday would clear the way for the start of serious floor debate on the Senate health care bill. Dozens of demonstrators have been arrested after barricading themselves inside of a building on the University of California, Berkeley campus. They were protesting a hefty increase in student fees by the governing board of the 10 schools that make up the University of California system. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Early Friday evening, law enforcement officers entered the Occupy building and arrested at least 40 demonstrators believed to be undergraduate and graduate students. Students and some faculty members have clashed with police during a rally outside the building. 75 miles to the south, students have taken control of the administration building at UC Santa Cruz. Demonstrators have issued a lengthy list of demands that includes rescinding the 32% increase in fees. The protesters contend the hike will force some students to leave school. UC officials lament the increase but say they had no choice given the big cuts in funds from the state government. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Police in Germany say they're investigating the fixing of hundreds of European soccer matches. An official from European soccer's governing body, UEFA, describes it as the continent's biggest ever betting scandal. From Berlin, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg has the story.
German police have uncovered massive corruption in European football. They've identified an international gang they say has been making millions by fixing matches and placing bets. It's believed 200 games have been targeted in 9 countries, with players, coaches, referees and league officials allegedly being bribed to produce profitable results. The games under suspicion include 3 Champions League matches and 12 in the Europa League. So far, 15 suspects have been arrested in Germany and 2 more in Switzerland.
The BBC's Stephen Rosenberg reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 14 points to close at 10,318. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 10 points to close at 2146. This is NPR News. Some 150 Catholic and Protestant leaders have issued a Christian manifesto against laws favoring same-sex marriage and abortion rights. The 4,700-word document of primarily conservative Christians is also an attempt to rally conservative believers. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has more.
The so-called Manhattan Declaration is signed by Catholics such as Archbishops Donald Worrell of Washington and Timothy Dolan of New York, and Protestants such as James Dobson of Focus on the Family and Charles Colson, an evangelical who served time in prison after Watergate. In words echoing Martin Luther King's call for civil disobedience, the leaders say they will not obey laws that they believe make abortions easier or undermine traditional marriage, and they worry that laws will force them to recognize, quote, immoral sexual partnerships, including incestuous relationships. Some legal scholars say that churches cannot be forced to violate their beliefs and that the manifesto is an effort to affect the debate over health care reform and the same-sex marriage bill in the District of Columbia. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
There were guilty pleas on Friday in the case of an American couple accused in a decades-long plot to spy for Cuba. Federal authorities say the couple delivered government secrets to Cuban agents by swapping carts at a grocery store, among other methods. A jury in Florida has ordered Philip Morris USA to pay $300 million in punitive and compensatory damages to a former smoker who needs a lung transplant. Cindy Naugle's attorneys argue that the tobacco giant committed fraud by hiding the dangers of smoking. Philip Morris says it will appeal. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.